Merry Christmas. Praise God. If you've been a Christian for many years, you may know the promises of God. You may be standing on the promises of God. But like so many people, you know, I believe all of us, we want the promises to be manifested, not just know them. Amen? We want them to be manifested in our bodies, in our finances, in our relationships, in our life, in our city, our state, our nation, and our world. Mary is the biblical model of spiritual pregnancy. She was the prototype, the very first person to have the promise of God literally come alive within her. And that's what God wants for us for 2024. For this point on, God wants the promises to come alive. It's not just promises that we read in the Bible, but he wants them to come alive, and he is not withholding any promise from any person. You may think that, well, maybe it's because of what I've done in my past, or listen to me. There is no one that can get good enough to receive what God has purchased for us. In Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 28, it says, "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice highly, favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.'" She had to be a virgin because God had to put his righteousness in the earth, and it had to be a virgin. And not only that, the Bible says that she was highly favored. You know, I've been thinking about that this week, and I believe God said that she was the first one that this favor would be a highly favored, and that all who believe and what the promise that was in her, all who believe upon that promise, we also will be highly favored. Verse 29, it says, "And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.' Then Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I do not know a man?' The angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, also has conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible.' Then Mary said," listen, he gave her the answer before she even thought. She was probably thinking, "How can this be? How can this be?" And the answer is, nothing is impossible with God. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Mary's faith is put online at the very beginning, like, how can this be? How can this be? Well, she believed that God has the capacity to create life within her. How can this be? How can I have a child? And the angel said, "It's not going to be your doing. It's going to be by the power of God." So listen to me. The promises of God are yes and amen. It is not your doing. We get so entangled in, how can I make this happen? How can I work at it? And we need to be like Mary, because the angel is still saying to you and me today, it's not by your doing, but the power of the Most High. He's not going to overshadow you like he did with Mary. He's going to dwell within you. And that power is going to come to pass and cause the promise to happen. The angel states, nothing is impossible with God. There's so many things that people are facing today that may seem impossible, whether it's your finances, whether it's your health, whether it's your relationships, whether it's just life in general. And what God wants you to know today, and everyone to leave here from this place today, is that nothing is impossible with God. And nothing means absolutely nothing. We just need to respond like Mary did. Be it unto me according to your word. Be it unto me. That phrase is very significant. It reveals that Mary submitted to God's word. And for the promises for you and me to come to pass, we have to submit to the word of God. Luke chapter 1, verse 37 and 38, this is the Passion Translation. It says, not one promise from God is empty of power. Let's just stop right there. Not one promise from God is empty of power. For nothing is impossible with God. Then Mary responded, this is amazing. I will be the mother of the Lord as his servant. I accept whatever he has for me. May everything you have told me come to pass. And the angel left her. This is what I want us to get out of this Christmas message. God has the power to deliver the promises. It says in verse 37, not one promise from God is empty of power. So in other words, when you read the word of God, you find a promise that you're standing on, there is power in that promise for it to come to pass. But this is the thing. We have to plant that promise inside of us, just like God planted Jesus inside of Mary, and that promise gave birth. The acorn seed has the power within it to produce an oak tree. Somebody doesn't have to put the acorn seed in their hand and go, I'm just going to pray over this and believe God for this to become an oak tree. No farmer prays over his seed that it will. If you plant tomato seeds, it's going to become a tomato. He doesn't have to believe God for that. Why? The power is within the seed. I'm going to say it again. The power is within the seed. It's not that you have to make sure that there's power. The power is within the seed. And it will do and accomplish exactly what it was meant to do. The acorn seed will become the oak tree. The soil and everything around it is our amen to it. In other words, we provide the soil. We provide the word of God for it to be planted in us. And it will come to pass. Because it has the power for it to manifest. We were created to invade this realm called impossibility. That's just in our DNA. We just have to get the seed, the word of God, to be planted in our heart, to meditate on it, and to believe. And then once you and I believe, the power is not going to wane. The power is not going to have to be, you know, drummed up in our mind. I'm just going to have to really get the power. I'm going to have to really get this going. No, the power is within the seed. It's within the word of God. Just like it is within that acorn seed. Nobody has to be concerned about what it's going to produce. It will produce the oak tree. When you plant the word, that by his stripes we were healed. The power in that has the ability to make you healed. My God meets all of my need according to his riches and glory. The power is within that. For all of your needs to be met. He's made me the head and not the tail. Whatever I put my hand to shall surely prosper. All of these things that we read about has the power within them to manifest in your life and in my life. That's a tremendous thing. Mary responded to an impossible situation knowing that God makes the impossible possible. Even though Mary is called highly favored, this is what was going to happen to her. Now listen to this. She was called highly favored, and this is what was going to happen to her. Joseph was going to be tempted to leave her. So you're having a child, and you've not been with a man. Right. I mean, people back then, I mean, they're not. Would people like that think that way today? Absolutely. People are the same. A husband or somebody's going to be engaged and say, you're pregnant? Uh-huh. And you've not been with a man. So he was going to, back then when you were engaged, it was a process and that you had to get a divorce during the engagement. So he was going to do that, but an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Mary's telling the truth. So she had to go through that. How about her best friends? How about her relatives? What they thought of her when she said that she was pregnant. I'm sure they thought, you're lying, Mary. I'm sure all of her relationships were tainted with, sure. I don't think we can believe you, Mary. And while that was a scandalous thing going on, then Herod found out about the child and he wanted to kill all of the babies. And yet, none of that happened or stopped Jesus being born. The favor that was upon Mary's life took her through every situation with absolute victory. Joseph didn't end up divorcing her. Herod was not able to kill him. And then all of the people that probably thought that Mary was a little bit off found out that the man, the baby that she gave birth to, grew up and was surrounded with miracles, and the power of God was upon his life. It took many years maybe for people to think that Mary was telling the truth, that she was highly favored and she gave birth to the Messiah, the Son of God. Highly favored, it means endued with grace, endowed with special advantages or gifts, unfair preferential treatment. I like all of those. Don't you like all of those? I like all those definitions. And guess what? God wants you and I to know that you are highly favored today. You are highly favored. So what does that mean? You are endued with the grace of God. To go through everything that Mary did, she had grace to go through it. She had grace to go through that Joseph was possibly going to divorce her. She had grace that she may lose relationships. She had grace that someone's going to try to kill, the most powerful entity was going to try to kill her child. The grace of God was going to take her through with it. And when it was all said and done, she would be victorious. Endowed with special advantages or gifts. She had unfair preferential treatment. That's what we have today. But we need to believe it. We need to be like Mary. Be it unto me according to your word. We have the same power, the same ability, the same favor. Yet so many times we have miscarriage in the promises of God. We have a miscarriage. God provided the promise. He provided the power. And sometimes we have a miscarriage by not believing it. I don't think that can happen to me. Well, you just don't know me, Pastor. No. I do know you. And I do know God. And if I don't know you, I do know the God who spoke the promise and has the power within that promise to make it come to pass. Mary's miracle is meant to be evidence that God intends to encounter ordinary people with supernatural power in order to change their world. God wants us to know that the way he changes your world is that he does something in people so that he can do something through people that will change the world around the people. God can take an ordinary worker at a fast food restaurant, at Walmart, or a plumber, or a doctor, no matter what that person may be doing. He does something in them, and when they discover what happened to them, the supernatural comes through them, and they give birth to something that will change the world forever. That's what God wants for 2024, for all of us. Our world to be changed. Our world to be changed. Our lives left to ourselves is pretty limited, maybe even boring. He has an abundance of grace, an abundance of favor for each one of our lives. It doesn't matter where you were raised, how you were raised, what your past was. If you've done all of the big sins and the world says you're a loser, God's message for you today is that God's grace is bigger. God's grace can break the limits off of your life and empower you so that you can conceive and give birth to something that you thought was never possible. And I close with this. 2 Peter chapter 1. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Jesus, our Lord. As His divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us by glory and virtue, by which we've been given to us exceeding and great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So God gives these promises. And the only way that these promises could be given to us was that Jesus had to be born 2,000 years ago. And because He was born, now all of the promises to mankind, whoever believes in Him shall have life. Shall have life. And the very life that was in Jesus now can be inside of each of us. And He's waiting on you and me to believe it so that we can give birth, so that people around us, their world can be changed. Amen. At the end of the service, we're going to sing one more song, but then we'll, if you have any kind of prayer needs, there'll be people up here on my right and to your left to pray for you. If you've never accepted Jesus, if you don't know what I'm talking about, they can explain that to you. But He wants your life to be changed. 2 Corinthians 5:17, He wants old things of your past to be gone and you to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. A new creature. Someone that has never existed before. You say, I don't understand that. Well, the good thing is you don't have to understand it. You just need to believe it. I don't understand how a woman can be a virgin and give birth. But I don't have to understand it. I just read it from the Bible and the Word of God and believe that what I read is true. I believe it. Amen.